Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast, and in general, are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hello, hello, it's Lynn Louise, your business coach in Cosmic Valkyrie. I have a huge announcement today. Simone Griffiths has joined me as a business partner inside Income Impact. So you're going to be hearing a lot more of these cosmic conversations hosted on my podcast here. Also on our YouTube channel, which you can find the link to that in the show notes. And of course, like always, I have to put our intro on it because it was created by her daughter, Olivia, and it's one of my favorite things in this world. So enjoy this conversation because today we're going to be talking about Chat IA, artificial intelligence that can either hinder or benefit our business. It's up to you to decide. And when I started this podcast, I had no opinion, but I can tell you by the time we left, I definitely did. And for those of you that love conversations around energy, you're really going to enjoy this. And before we get onto the show, if you have not yet registered for 50 Leads in Flow, the absolutely free training series, go to the show notes and get registered today. Because I'm going to show you the exact method that I use to get 328 leads with flow and ease. People that want to work with me. And then once you register, get into the free Facebook group because that's where we're having the pre-party. Lots of giveaways, special guests, and extra bonus coaching calls. So go to the show notes and get registered today. Now let's get on to the cosmic conversation. I'm so glad that you figured out how to send these because that way we can host them on both of our podcasts. But you're going to have to tell me since I'm the one recording it. You're on mute. That's what everyone always says when we get on Zoom, right? Like that's the standard. You're still on mute.
I was saying Google is a friend. That's what I use, Google.
Is it Google Docs? Is that what you how you sent it?
Yeah, Google Drive. Google Drive.
Google Drive. I don't have Google Chrome or any of that on my computer. I mean, I can access it through Safari, which is what I use because I am angry. You know that I think it's Google or maybe specifically Gmail. I can't remember which, but they have a class action. It doesn't matter to you. There's a class action lawsuit going on in the United States because they were sharing our social security numbers, our addresses, our phone numbers without our permission, without us even knowing it. So you think I was on top of that? I was like, bring it on. I think it was through Gmail, but I'm really excited.
Hang on, I just need to ask, has that been going for a little while, like a couple of years?
The lawsuit?
Yeah.
There are many lawsuits against him. This is just one of the many.
Oh, fair enough.
Right? So, okay. Yes and no. This one particularly, yeah. I don't like this one is just in the form. It is just forming. So
yeah,
it's in the beginning stage, but I'm excited about today's conversation because I have no opinion on it yet. I have none.
Well, I'm very opinionated.
We're going to talk about chat IA, artificial intelligence, chat apps. And I'm just going to start by saying that I know a number of coaches out there that are using it. I do not believe the coaches that I know that are using it personally, they're not six-figure coaches yet. I do know one multiple six-figure coach that is using it for her upcoming launch. And she's a highly energetic, conscious person. And she was like, oh my God, it saved so much time and da-da-da. And we just like got it all done. And me, today on our call, on the financial frequency call, we opened it up to the 50 leads and flow people to come in and who wanted. And one of the women said, oh, whoever is doing your branding is, did you hear her say that? Whoever is doing your branding is doing a really good job. Your visual branding. Did you hear her say that?
And I must have missed that. It might have been when Babs was here.
Oh, it was. It was when Babs was up. And yeah. I was like, me, it's me. I'm the one doing it, right? Like, all of it's me, my content creation. I don't have somebody out there doing it for me. And I work in flow. I have the time freedom. I have the financial freedom. So one of the reasons why I don't have an opinion on it is because I don't operate from hard work and hustle. So it's like, and I don't struggle with lack of ideas for content creation. So it's like, what is this? What's the benefit of it for me? Right? Like, what's it going to do for me? Or what is it? So let's dig in. I know you have a lot of opinions about it, and I really want to hear your opinion. Because like I said, like, I love writing content. I do. I have so much fun doing it. So what do you see?
I think this is a multi-pronged approach here. I can see logically, I can go, oh, there's pros and cons to this. But then I think we have to come back to the individual that wants to use it and go, why do they want to use it? Are they trying to escape from showing up? Are they trying to escape from being present? What are they not loving about their current business? Because you've hit the nail on the head. I feel like as you know, there's an energy behind all that you do. It's, you know, polarizing, it's going to be magnetizing, repelling. More often than not, you need that energetic expression from you to flow into the words, because that's what creates magnetism. And like before our call, I did a little bit of playing around with these chat AIs and like some Hive thing, like a couple of different AI systems. And I was trying to get it to recreate my tone, to be like, oh, you know, so I can have a experienced opinion, like I can actually speak from my experience. And I can totally see how it would make life easier, especially if you don't like showing up on social media, but you're still in that place of you've got to show up consistently every day. Then yes, because I think myself a few years back would have been like, heck yeah, give me some AI. But knowing what I know now, I think that AI, I think it's a very fine line that people are treading with AI, because you're taking yourself out of the business and your influence. You can, like, so I can say, like, to the AI, what did I do? I did, like, talk about, you know, my membership, tangible translations, include energetic blueprint and success, create post with a light and funny tone. You know, so then this AI did well. Like, it's actually pretty good for what it is. I'm not slamming the platform itself. It's quite clever. But it didn't, it still wasn't me. As in, I still felt like, okay, I would have to change this to make it in my, it did a very good thing, but it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I think that's where.
What I've heard people that I know that are using it, some of them are like, I use it to create ideas or inspirations for posts. And then, hold on, I got to close the door. My husband and my dog are just like out there running and making all this noise. He's like, I made him close my door. He's like, I have a name, you know. So the people that I've talked to, the few of them, I would say maybe I've talked to 10 people about it. So not a lot. And I have downloaded him. I've used it like a couple months ago. I checked it out. I read it, reworded it, made it my own. And here's what I can understand if they're like maybe having a writer's block. I don't know, but here's my pull on me personally when I used it. I told it, and then it kind of like put out a lot of great information. And then I had to rewrite the whole thing. So why wouldn't I just write it to begin with?
Right. And that's a very different energy in you writing it to begin with versus you changing something else's work. Because it's the same thing like with coaches, right? Like coaches who coach based on what they learn from another coach without applying it themselves, without experiencing that what they're teaching in their own business or in their own coaching program, it's quite a repelling energy. And they wonder why they spin their wheels and why they don't create success, income, you know, the results that they want, because they're teaching from something that's not their own knowing. And so then I feel like, you know, with this new AI stuff, it's great, you know, for the purpose that they've created it, and there's going to be a lot of people that use it. But if you want to create an energetic connection, if you want to create and when I say energetic, think of an invisible line that is drawn between you and all those people that need to see the right thing. But AI is not going to do that, because if you're changing someone else's work, it's this underlying thing of why would someone, or why would you want to be paid for being anything other than yourself?
So here's so
like this repelling energy.
Here's a concept. Let's say you're online and you see a coach that made a really good post. And then you're like, I'm going to take that post and I'm going to translate it into my own language or into my own vocabulary, my own words. Same concept. It's not going to land as well as if you actually were inspired to write it to begin with. If everything is energy, our thoughts are energy, everything is mind, right? Mind with a capital N. The universe is conscious. And like you said, we all are in that all. Like, we are all. So when we are talking energy and frequency, when we are creating our own, through our own words, our own thoughts, our own patterns, our own brain patterns, with the confidence and knowing attached to it, that frequency is what we are putting out into the universe, and the universe is responding with it. If we're writing somebody else's words or using an AI for more than just an inspiration, we are flatlining our own personal frequency.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like you're blocking the receptivity of those people that need you, that need to see that information. Like, you know, I think everything, the more that I teach on this, right, the more that it goes into, I think the underlying premise is nobody wants to be known. No one wants to be paid. No one wants, and your brain will tell you otherwise, because we're in survival. You know, you need to create an income to survive. But there's an underlying energy where nobody wants to be paid. No one wants to be recognized. No one wants to be seen or heard for being anyone other than their authentic self. And so that creates, if you're doing something that is out of alignment with your authentic self, then you do create this repelling energy. And it's like this, you know, for anyone listening, like, have you ever, and this was me for a long time, right? With the whole brand school thing, it was not really complete alignment. Like, yes, I made money, but it wasn't the kind of success. And it was always an empty success. Do you know what I mean? Like, it never filled anything within me because it was not what I'm here to do. And so it's like, I sat there and I was trying to fit the box that this AI, most people would, I feel, because this, I would have used it back then if it was a thing, because of, you know, I've got to show up every day. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And then it's like, because it's out of alignment, the inspiration doesn't come through. And then you're like, well, now I'm sitting here and I've got nothing to say.
Why isn't anyone engaging? Why isn't anyone engaging?
Exactly. Why is, you know, and then, and that's the whole thing with, like, you know, you said about seeing a post from a, you know, a coach that you work with or anything like that, and then using that or the premise of that. If you have, and there's, if you've lived it, you can change, like, as in, if that inspires a part within you, you go, oh, my experience was this, da 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 da. If you've lived it, I think if you've experienced it, there is a different energy that you bring to it, and you can use that post as inspiration. But if you're taking that and changing it because you think it's a good post, the energy behind it is going to be very different. It's going to be almost repelling rather than drawing people to it.
Instead of being inspired to create a message around your own journey and inspire others, you are borrowing and copying something that doesn't belong to you.
Yeah. And like, I think, you know, just on that line of not belonging to you, I think that the inspiration that we receive is direct from the universe. You can call it direct from God. You can call it direct from spirit, source, whatever that is, right? Like, I honestly think that the inspiration I receive is not the same inspiration that you receive. It's a message for me. And it's a message for me in that moment for me to act on it or to, you know, to process it, to integrate it, whatever that is. And I think that people are getting these inspirations and they're dismissing them because it doesn't fit the box again. It doesn't fit the box that is what they are wanting to do to make money, you know, as a coach, as a healer, whatever that is. So then they dismiss the inspiration and then they wonder why they've got no inspiration coming in. They wonder, and so then they look at these things outside of themselves again. And it just creates this cycle of this conditioning suppression that I think AI is going to feed into even more.
Self-doubt.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. I think it's going to feed into thinking it makes you believe that you don't have the capability to do it yourself. And it also feeds into, it's going to take out the hard work and hustle, which entrepreneurism doesn't have to be hard work and hustle. We still get to do all the things.
Right.
And when I'm thinking about the energetics of it, and I think it's a really good question to ask, why are you using it? What do you expect from it? And how, in what way is it going to make your life easier? If you're taking yourself, I believe, and I've always believed this, and we've talked about VAs before. If you do not master your business first, you can't expect to see the success in it by hiring a VA that doesn't know what to do and you don't know how to teach them that. Right. And it's kind of like, I hear people talking about using AI and teaching it how to use your language and all that. I get that. I can totally get that. And I know that it's smarter than most human beings. It's been proven. Right. But at the same time, how far are you willing to take yourself out? I know people that want to remove themselves completely from their business. like completely remove themselves. I had a client not too long ago that wanted to automate everything in her business from sales to all this. And I'm like, good luck with that. Because people buy because of you, who you are.
Exactly.
And they can, if they can fill that frequency consciously or unconsciously so easily when, and if you are unsure about the content that you're creating, or if it's not landing already, go back to the positioning statement, iron that out, figure it out, right? AI is not going to create that for you. It's not going to create engagement.
Yeah. And so one of the conversations that I had, I think it was on, it's like chat GPI,
GPT.
GTP, GPT. Mm-hmm. I knew it was like, it's GP, GT, yep. So I had a conversation with AI because I'm like, okay, let's explore this. And because I'm genuinely curious about these things. I think that my stance is my stance and people are going to do what they want to do anyway. But I was curious about it because I'm like, what am I losing as a human through, you know, I'll come back to it. The chat, the conversation I had with the chat GPI, it was, you know, tell me about so-and-so, you know, I forget what it was.
George Carlin.
Like, maybe tell me about, oh my gosh, living, well, legend, way before his time. I'm obsessed. But no, I asked it about, I think it was like, tell me about energetics. And it said this stuff and it wasn't really true for me. So I'm like, oh, can you explain more? So like a conversation, as I was having a conversation with an expert, right? Because I think that's what people put the AI in, is expert status. Mm-hmm. And it was giving me information. I was like, where do you get this information from? And then it said something like, it draws, like, you know, it doesn't spill, but it was like, it was drawing from all these different places. And I was like, oh, tell me about, and it was something that was a bit controversial. And so I was like, tell me about this. And then the response was like the Facebook post that you get where it's like, this is misinformation, or this information isn't true, refer to this, the fact checkers, right? Which we don't know who these fact checkers are. So it was kind of like that. And I was like, oh, hang on a minute. And it said that, you know, maybe it was about Antarctica and Admiral Byrd. Like it was just something that popped in my head that was different. Anyway, and they were like, the chat was like, you know, there's a lot of stories going around about this. It's not true, da, da, da. I was like, where do you get your information from again? And then they were like, you know, they draw on certain, like all this information they have access to. And I was like, so do you use Google? And then it's almost like the AI backpedaled and said, oh, sorry for the confusion. I do use resources like Google to find my information. I'm like, so there's a possibility that Admiral Byrd did find what he, you know, is being said. And then it changed its tune. So you can influence the AI. It didn't say yes, but you can influence the AI depending on what you want. But I was like, you're using probably the first 5 pages of Google and bringing information. Yes, it collects it in a fast way. Like it collected information faster than what I could have done it.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I was like, okay, it's not really, it's only giving main information as well, you know, which as a business, I mean, I'm not going to go into conspiracies and stuff like that, but like as a business, as an entrepreneur, as someone who owns a business, you're still falling in that category of the same thing as everyone else as far as information. And I think that's where people get stuck.
And I wonder how many, I know that big corporations and 7 and 8 figure earners are playing around with this. It has to be happening, right? And I would be curious to know what they're finding and in what capacity they would be using it themselves. If you can, like, from what I've heard from the experts that are creating these things, is that you train it your own language and then it still begins. And the more you do it, the more it speaks like you and the more that it puts it out. And I'm like, you're right. Like, how much content do you need to put out? How much do you need to, like, I can leverage my own shit.
Right.
And how much more time do I need? This is compartmentalizing again what you do in your coaching business and who you are. I am an entrepreneur. I can anything, whether it's something I like the cherries I was eating from California yesterday, or if I'm talking about something that I'm doing as far as lead generation. It does not matter what I put online. I am that person. I am Lynn Louise, the runner, the business, the entrepreneur, the coach, the cosmic Valkyrie. I am all these all at once. So it's not if I, right now, I'm only, when I'm writing content, I'm not writing it solely as I got to write it to my people and it's that I'm channeling only entrepreneur energy. No, I'm opened up and I'm like, I am channeling to help anyone at any given time through this story, whatever it may be. And yeah. AI is not going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Like I almost want to like pull it up and just have, you know, real time asking questions, but like, let's talk human to human. We, you know, if you look at schooling here in Australia, most schools from, I think, the age of 3 start to have computers instead of books. And so, yes, not the age of 3, the year of 3, I think. And I might be wrong in saying that, but the schools that I've, like, looked at, we went with one that is more traditional in writing because I think that's a skill that people need. But, you know, they're moving away from what the brain actually needs, you know, to pick up a book and go, you like this book, Lynn? Frequency.
I love that book. It's my faves.
Right. But like your brain needs that. It needs to see visually the connection. I think there is something about holding it in your hand. I know, and it might be because I'm old school. I mean, you know, call me out if that's what I am. But like I prefer to read a book than to read it. I will read on here, but it's not absorbed the same way. Mm-hmm. I think there's valuable skills that as a human, if we lean on AI, and it's not from a place of fear, because I think that I'm actually talking about like primal skills that create connection between humans, is going to be lost. That thinking part of the brain, what is it going to do? Like, let's go into that for a minute. Like, let's look at, you know, neuroplasticity. If you're not thinking, if you're not generating the thoughts, and you can argue that you're generating a thought to chat to the AI, but are you really, when you're getting the feedback, you're just typing in a certain word and social media post, or do you know what I mean? You're not using that part of the brain.
Not critical thinking.
Yeah. Like, it, you know, and then you're losing it. It is, for me as an individual, I am choosing not to use AI because I don't want to, I want to enhance my brain capacity rather than minimize
and
it.
Your experience on Earth, right? Here's the thing.
Yeah.
All of those big figure coaches that we admire, they didn't have AI. And right. They still right. were able to create multiple 8 figures with ease. Like not missing out on the rest of life. Right? So
and
what is the perception that this is something that is needed? And I hear, like if I'm on some of the other social media platforms, I hear people saying stuff like, if you don't get on board with this, you're going to fail. And I'm like, oh my God, like how?
You can't fail if you yourself, like you cannot right? fail.
It's just crazy. I'm like, what is all this like doomsday shit around AI, chat AIs? And I'm like, if they could do it by themselves, I'm doing it by myself. I don't even, you know, we don't need all the extras.
And think about it this way. If everyone is moving towards AI, what's going to be the difference? As in, like, they're going to do the same thing as what they do by, you know, becoming like the minion with the coaches. You know what I mean? Like, you know how people replicate.
They're all
going to
look the same. They're all going to have the same frequency.
Yes.
It's not and setting so it's yourself like, apart, is it, as a leader?
Absolutely. I want to be the one that's different. I want to be me. so that when everyone else sounds like they're coming from the AI, I can be the one just that fumbles up with the spelling and fumbles up with the words and be like, da 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather inject me into it than fall into the same category, because I think it's just the newer version of, like, you know, you've seen it when you've worked with the bigger coaches as well. Like, people literally mimic, and they mimic them, I think, is probably the best way to do it. And so then if they're, you know, you said before about like the tone of the AI, it adjusts to you. But then I'm like, if there's, what, 7 or 8 billion people on this planet, and let's say 3 billion people are using AI, then how's the AI going to adjust to my tone when it's serving billions of people, even millions? How's it going to adjust to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, does it have the capacity, like, at an individual level?
Yeah, it's kind of like what I see. Trigger warning, trigger warning. It's like I see, like my last business coach, she's supposedly a seven-figure earner, a multiple seven-figure earner. Unverified to me. That's what I have to say. But she'll like hold on to, like, she would probably be like, I started using this and it's phenomenal. And then all of her minions would be like, we need to use it too. I saw this with her using Telegraph, the app. And it's like, she spreads people out of all of these, all over these platforms, instead of narrowing it in on one. So it's like, you get into one of her events and it's like, you have the Facebook, and then you over here on Telegram. And then it's like, well, what do I use what for? And then her minions do the same thing. And it's like, that is spreading, that is disattaching you from your audience. You need to stay engaged in one area. If I don't know where to find you or what I'm supposed to be using, how am I gonna get any results? But it's like, oh, next best thing. Okay, let's do that. And it's like, no, just focus on the emails and then gather them in one place. If they want to show up, good for them. If they don't, that's fine. Right?
And I mean, for me personally, immediately that's like a red flag, because I think that's a very watered down approach to growing. But then I think also there's, you know, some coaches that have this, I'm going to confuse my people, not intentionally, but that energy of, I need them to stay with me, so I'm going to give them drips.
Overwhelm them, desperation.
Yeah. So they stick with me because they're their pay packet at the end of the day, you know, which, are they really serving them outside of the initial teaching? You know, that, I mean, that's a whole different topic, isn't it? My gosh, that's a whole different topic.
I really would like to, and I highly doubt that he would, but I would really like to do a discussion with Brandon and see how he feels about AI.
Girl, I don't want to speak for him, but
I can't imagine probably... that he would be, but you know, like, he has people that help write his content and stuff for him.
But there are also people that have been, you know, like his integrator, who is awesome, by the way. She has been with him for many years. Like, it's not like
Katie Soy's been with him for years too.
Yeah, like, it's not like he's just, and he is very, I think, very specific about who he brings onto his team. Like, he's not just going to go, oh, you can write content, here you go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean that they're not maybe playing around with it either, but like, it's...
Yeah, I would like to, it's curious what he would have to say about it, because, you know, you look at him, he's a multiple seven-figure earner, and it's like, what are you doing with it? Or even James, or, you know, but... Especially because they just had this new launch. I can't speak for Brandon, but I would just be like thinking that he might be playing around with it to test it out, but I think it goes against all of his values. Right.
Yeah. And I think that's what it comes down to, the values of the individual. Some people are not going to have an issue and they're going to go with it. But I think also, you know, it's like, I feel like if I was to start to go down that path, I would be out of integrity with myself. And then I would be out of integrity with my clients, out of integrity with the people that I'm here to work with, in the sense of that, like you said earlier, that frequency is going to be totally different. And so if you do attract people in, I would assume, you know, you're going to be attracting people that just aren't right for you. You're going to have problems. And you know what? Let's talk energy for a minute. You're not going to be energized to do it. It might be fun and, you know, flirty and all that at the start, but you're not going to have the energy to do it now. If you don't have the energy to do that now for the purpose you want to do it, then you're not going to have the energy to get AI to do it for the purpose that you want to do it, because it is out of alignment. And so, you know, that could look like me with showing up on social media for years. I hated it. And I used to get, similar to AI, somebody would create the content and I would just create, you know, take it and make it my own. But it was not effective. It was not effective. I've had better posts that are random thoughts, more engagement than these things that were consistent that were I was paying to get the engagement from. Do you know what I mean? And so I wasn't aligned with it. And it wasn't until I stopped that I went to myself and went, okay, well, what do I really want to say? You know, and that's where I find people pick up. And it's like, you can have a post from 3 months ago, people will send you a message or they'll comment on it. And they're like, wow, I needed to hear this right now. And you're like, huh, this is why I do it. This is why it has to be from me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know. And not against anyone who uses it. I love the conversation. You know, energy is my top high, third in my top three highest values. And I always look at it and I'm like, to me, not creating my own message just falls flat. Who are you going to attract? Like you said, like, not somebody that you want to work with. They're going to be reading. They're probably going to be very similar to the AI. Infinite possibilities out there. Are you playing with AI? She's on mute, y'all. She's like over there, chat, GPT. Here's a question.
No, hang on. Okay. So I just want to tell you, I literally just pulled up a bot. Like a clever bot. So it's AI. And it won't let me scroll back. Okay. So I was like, do you think this is a good substitute for thinking? Yes, I do. Do you think this is effective for business? It says, have I read any modern day literature? I was like, are you trying to be funny? And then they wrote city breaking down on a camel's back. I'm like, I don't find you funny. They wrote the same thing back. And then I was like, can you create a social media post? Yes, in fact, I can create a great sandwich. Create a post about energy for Facebook in a funny tone. And I got create what? So again, I think that as these things are emerging, like this is literally a real-time conversation. And it's, I'm not like saying that isn't effective, but what's the point in that conversation? There's nothing I would take as a business owner, like looking at it with a business hat on, nothing I would take from that conversation.
How much time is it going to, here's my thing, like how much more time is it going to take you to train that IA to really perform for you? And in the long run, what difference is it going to make?
And what a waste of my time. Just, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like to try and train it when you could just like literally making a long post takes me like 15 minutes.
Because when you're connected, when the inspiration comes, and that's the thing, I think a lot of people, excuse me, like you need to allow it to flow to and through you. A lot of people, like I said earlier, dismiss the intuition and then they wonder why they're not, you know, getting the results over here or why they're not getting the intuition in the first place. Like,
and I think they view entrepreneurism as work.
And that's the key thing,
right?
Yes.
When we are doing what we love and enjoy, we never work another day in our life. I don't work. I like have so much fun doing what I'm doing.
Right.
So
I think that's where it is.
It's the perception of what it takes. Like, that's an employee mindset.
It is, because they need to. It's that need to, I have to, I should be, the doing.
I can tell you this.
The stuff that people get lost
there's in. No AI that can do a belief reversal.
Exactly. Oh, should we try one?
Yeah, let's do.
Let's see. Okay.
Hard work and hustle doesn't equal success.
Chat AI.
Or doesn't equal money or whatever. Do something fun.
I'm not going to use that chatbot one because that was ridiculous.
Chat GPT. I have it here. I'm gonna type in, does hard work create success? Right. Does hard work create success?
What was I looking for? The silence on the line, not creating results. Like, it's fun to play around like this, right?
What did it say?
And it's creating.
Okay. So I put in, does hard work create success? Hard work is often a crucial component to achieving success.
Yeah.
It typically involves dedication, perseverance, and a strong work ethic. Putting in effort and consistency, striving towards the goal to create. This goes against every single thing I coach on. This is a societal belief taught to us in the 3D that hard work and hustle equals success. If that were true, I'm going to have a conversation with Chat GPT after this. Because if that were true, then why are all these people that make a shit ton of money, they don't work 80-hour weeks, 40-hour weeks.
Right.
I work less now making more money than I did in corporate America.
Right.
Hard work and hustle does not create income or success. And effort certainly doesn't. It is pulling from a universal, a university, an educational system. Oh, now I'm like, fuck GPT.
It says the same thing. It's possible to make money for being yourself through leveraging unique qualities. Yes. But then it says, here's a few avenues to consider. And then it says, remember, finding success and making money by being yourself may require time, effort, and perseverance. Yes, it may require a bit of time and it may require you to actually show up. It didn't really talk about being authentic.
This one says,
it didn't talk about.
The likelihood of attaining success happens through various areas in life, including career, education, and personal growth. However, it is important to note that hard work alone may not guarantee success.
And think of it this way, like it would be, if it was an employee, it would be paid to say a certain thing. So the creators have, obviously stemmed from a certain path and influence.
It was developed by humans.
Way. Yeah.
And you know what? It's probably developed by white men.
Right. And so what does that mean? What does that mean for, we know that facial recognition is not.
It's like, biased. It's
biased.
Mm-hmm.
It is bias, so then it's like, what does that mean for people of
it's idiocracy, girl.
Races?
It's idiocracy.
That is really scary because that movie was way beyond its time. Like dead
so bad, much. Well, the writer is so before his time, but yeah. I mean, it is interesting to watch. But what are we doing? Are we creating a dumber society?
Right. We are taking the thought process away. Do you know what? This is going to borderline conspiracy. So get ready.
Good.
I feel like the education system is taking, they don't want free thinkers. They don't want people to have their own opinions. They want people to look external, to validate themselves externally. Their value, their worth is dictated by a teacher from the get-go, from authority, from the boss. When you're employed, your value is based on how much they pay you. And I think that this AI is the next step in taking away that free thinking, that thought process of being who you are, into more of that robotic style. And then what does that mean for generations to come? Because we all know that what we do today influences generations down the line. Mm-hmm. And so as a mom of two young girls, I know I encourage free thinking. I encourage that, like, you know what? It's a good day if I have had resistance and, you know, questioning from my four-year-old. It's a good day. I feel like I've succeeded as a mom.
And I think that's a really interesting thing too. Like, let's think about moms that are using AI. What are you modeling for your children?
Right. Because I will say this, Babs is, so my youngest is one, and like something really funny. I have a sore foot, so I've been massaging it. Like, I've got a little gun massager thing, and it's, I massaged my foot with it the other day. I did not even realize, I was in the bedroom. I did not even realize that she'd seen me do it, but you know, my husband brought her in to change her nappy and that. So she did, she paid attention. No, never in the world would I have thought that she would have picked up on that, the whole scheme of things. I walked in and she'd got the massager a couple of days later, was sitting on the ground, and she had her foot in the air and she was massaging her foot. So we think that our actions aren't influencing our kids, but they pay attention. They pay attention. Like,
yeah. And when we had the foster girls, their mom was always on the phone. And so when they moved in with us, it was like we had to have strict rules. Even Brian and I, like, the phone is away. Like, we're not, the tablet's away, the phone is away. We don't use them, not at the dinner table, not out after, like, after dinner, everything's gone. Unless you have a home, you know, we'll do homework and whatever. But the minute that they went back a couple of times, right? And so then they go back to their mom, and then the next thing you know, they were just on those phones all the time, and they would want to, like, have a phone. When we had custody for a while, it was like, you can't have a phone until you're, you know, 14 or whatever. And the oldest one was totally fine with that, but we didn't have them till that age. But
think about the influence of the mobile from back before the, you know, when it was just landlines, people had to communicate. People saw people, there was community. Then we go into the mobiles, the early days with the bricks, and it made business life easier. I saw my dad with one of those and I thought it was the best. We moved into, you know, the Nokia style, where people could easily, you know, it's more accessible. People started, instead of making the effort to see people, we started calling. You know, text messages became a thing. Now we have these things, these bricks. Can't see it. Look at it. It's a universal brick. But, you know, we have the phones that have social media, games, emails. You know, we can call. I tell you right now, I am not a fan of calling. Like, I love to connect with people. But this phone has made it so easy to send a message.
You know,
and so it kind of,
it has
opened up on one end, but then at the same time, we've kind of lost part of that society.
When I would say, you know, because even on the flip tops, we had the ability to text, and it was only like texting cost, but it was only texting like short little things.
The right? 65, like the limit, right?
And then it was like, but it would be like, I'm here, right? Or whatever. And it took a lot. I mean, it took me and my friends, because I'm a lot older than you, a lot of effort to adjust to texting. We used to just call. Mm. We were like, I'm not going to fucking text. I'm just going to call her. Right. And for me, I hated texting and messaging probably even as early as like 3 years ago. I was still like, you want to get in hold of me? You call me. Mm. My generation.
I was going to say, maybe it's a generational thing, but like, I will say it's very easy to be tethered to the phone. Like, and I'm guilty of this. And this is where the concern comes in for AI. It can be very easy to be tethered to something that makes life easier. But it's like the dog on the nail story. You know, you're kind of creating your own nail by doing something that is easier. You're like, what's the biggest sacrifice? What is the part that you are losing or that you are choosing to give up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Like, is Gatorade the next water? Like, is that where we're heading? Is Gatorade going to be, maybe we should buy shares in Gatorade because it sounds like that's where we're going.
That's so,
like,
yeah, it's curious. It will be interesting to watch. I have thought about doing like some market research, but like I said, I downloaded it quite a while back and I asked it for some content, you know, like some, I kind of talked to, and then I just took what it said and I reiterated it. And I was like, man, that's just, ugh. And I don't think I got any action off of it. I'm not going to do a lot of market research into it for my own audience because my audience and your audience, they're healers, they're cosmic people, they're hypnotists, they're energy workers, right? They're coaches, and their voice is the important thing. Like my voice, we talk about this all the fucking time in self-development, finding your voice, making yourself feel heard, da 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 da. Like, isn't that the most important thing? Is my personal voice, even when it is written? Like, I make my money with my voice in hypnosis. I make my money in coaching with my voice on my podcast. Like, why would I want AI to put words in my mouth?
Now, on that expression, if we look at, you know, that throat center, you know, throat chakra, like that energy that stems from the throat. If you have a look, the head goes down, the body goes up, and it all comes to a T at the throat. And there's a big problem with not in business. This is like a different thing. This is more a health thing. But America, I saw some stats. Now, I can't remember them off the top of my head, but it had like 1 in 3 people had thyroid issues.
Oh, it's high over here.
There was a lot of people with thyroid issues. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing that I've like come to understand, and not medical advice, full disclaimer, take this with a grain of salt, is the suppression, especially in women, the suppression of the voice, the suppression of expressing who they are has mm-hmm. created all kinds of things going on with their throat energy. And, you know, Hashimoto's is like on the rise. Over in Australia too, like it's on the rise, and it's all about that thyroid center and that throat center. And it's like the expression is important, and it is really important as an individual to express who you are, you know. And I think that personally, I think I'm quite lucky I don't have thyroid issues because I was so suppressed in my expression. But when once I started, it's like you can feel the energy releasing. And so the power that you have in self-expression, because that's where all of your energy can flow out very easily as well. I think that there's like something magical about that. And if we don't express who we are, what happens? What happens to that energy? What happens in our body, our physical body? What happens if we aren't expressing in one form or another who we're meant to be? Because your energy is always going to move you towards, it's always going to make not make things harder, but it's always going to give you signs that you're out of alignment to move across to where you're supposed to be. So what does that, just you saying like, you know, you get paid for your voice, it's so true, like to express your voice, what does that leave if you aren't expressing your true self in the body, like the physical body. I'm just curious about that.
And as coaches and healers and people that want to transform other people's lives, why would you not want to use your authentic voice?
Right. And like the people that, you know, we work with are some of the most authentic people, or, you know, they want to create that authentic self. They want to come to know themselves. Like,
right. They've been suppressed all their life.
Yeah.
Why would you, like, want, why would you to hand to... over your personal power?
Exactly. And that is exactly what that is. You are handing over your personal power to something outside of yourself again, which is where we, if we come back to the education system, to society, that's where they want people to be, because when you are operating from the external, you are controllable. You're going to fit the box, and you're going to do all that you can to fit that box.
Well, look at this. I came in without an opinion, and then I'm leaving with a very strong one. Surprise! Because like, I'm so, I rarely have an opinion over anything.
Right? Like, and look, you know, there's going to be people that want to use AI, like go for gold.
Go for like, it.
I mean, I would rather, and I would be encouraging, if this comes up in conversations with my clients, like, just think about why you're going into AI. Why do you want to, if you aren't creating it and making money through a business that avenue, but as a coach, a healer, as someone who works with other people, why are you wanting to do that? And if it's to make life easier, like most people would be going, oh, this is going to make social media so easy. This is going to make, you know, content creation, because everything revolves around content these days. Like, it's going to make life easier, but why is it hard now? Like, there's exactly a bigger thing that.
What about, you know, content creation? What's the perception? Why is it hard? Why do you believe it's hard?
Yeah. And why do you believe you've got to show up every day to beat an algorithm that is going to change tomorrow anyway? Like, it's this never-ending carrot dangling. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Show up because you want to show up, because you have something to say. That's more powerful than showing up every day, you know, in a way that is not aligned. Yeah.
On that note, I know we're going to sign off, and because you have to go do your live inside 50 Leads in Flow.
Have you seen it? I did.
You did it?
I did it this morning. Yes. Oh my. I was like,
I have not seen that.
I sat down in front of the computer and I was like, I'm going to do it now. Yeah. Like, let's, I think I'm excited about 50 Leads in Flow. Like, I think the, you know, you did that. Okay. Let's bring AI. You did that based on you doing that, your energy, your creation, your content, your connection with people. And with that, I feel like you've created this community that is an extension of who you are. Because, and I will say, you're very good at creating communities. I'm like, yeah, let's create a community. I'm like, oh, now I'm going to go play over here by myself.
I'm a gatherer. I was told that like back in 2009 by this older gentleman that I befriended in North Carolina. He's like, you're like me, you're a gatherer. And I'm like, I never thought about that. So that's one of my subconscious identities, as a gatherer.
Yeah. You are, and you bring the right people into the mix. It's not like, you know, so, okay, you go to a party and, you know, I'm guilty of this. I will go to my friends first. And then if I'm feeling it, you know, I'll talk to a few people. But I notice it's very like segregated. These are these people. And, you know, everyone, it's a comfort zone thing, right? I get it. But with yours, I feel like there's like, it's a mixer. Everyone is talking, and everyone is, you know what I mean, they're all connecting with each other. It's not like the little groups that you see at most parties. So a gatherer is probably the best way that I describe you, but I'm excited about it because the women that you have in there, and the men,
I can't wait to hear some of the men do their intros, and the people that have already done their intros, like sometimes I'm almost brought to tears. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Like, they are so nervous to do it. And I'm like, girl, this is a safe space. Like, do it here now. You know, I'm always, always so impressed by the people that show up to my events. This is the big one, right? This is the big one of the year. It probably won't happen again until next year. Mm. And I just am like, I'm just so blown away by them. Like, I can't believe how cosmic these people are. I'm just like, we have like a, we, I don't know. Like, have you seen some of those like super cosmic people? And I'm like, nice.
I feel like if anyone's going to bring it out though, it's going to be you.
Yeah. We're going to bust this cosmic shit out. And you know, the cool thing is that, you know, as cosmic as I am, I know the importance of the tangible strategy and putting it into place to create the success. It sucks, but we got to have the strategy. And you know this just as much as anyone else. You have to have the energetics and the brand school.
Hint, 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 hint. Okay.
Seriously, like you have to have both. It's like you have to have strategy and you have to have the energetics and you have to have the blueprints, the personal blueprints. It's all, you need all of it. You can be totally on vibe, but if you don't know how to structure and present yourself in a way that people are going to be your true authentic self, it's going to fall flat. It goes back to the whole conversation. Okay. So let's roll. I'm going to go eat some chips and salsa and then get ready for bed.
I'm going to drink a milk tea and start tapping away, doing my thing.
Right on.
Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.